Rev Tim Podcast for Mother's Day weekend 2005.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev Tim Podcast.
Now give me that remote! What do I look like, a chair?
Rev Tim.
She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
Ah! Hey.
Hey everyone, it's the Rev Tim Podcast. It's a special edition of the Rev Tim Podcast. It's the Mother's Day edition for 2005. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. This is the Rev Tim Podcast, and this podcast is all about bringing hope and inspiration to people just like you all around the world. I'm a pastor in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I'm a friend to a lot of people. I get to speak hope into their lives very often. Now, you can always find the contact information about the Rev Tim Podcast by going to our show notes page. And on our show notes page, you have scripture references, references to the songs that are played here, or other ideas perhaps that were in the show that are too hard to catch as you listen quickly to a podcast. And you can find those by going to our special show notes page at podshownotes.com. That's podshownotes.com. You can also send us a comment by emailing us at feedback@revtim.com. Now, those comments, what we want is, of course, you can comment on any show that you hear. Let us know what you thought about the show. But also, we would like to hear suggestions for new shows, topics, or just anything that you can think of that might make the Rev Tim Podcast better. We would appreciate that. You can also contact us by the comment line. That's a voicemail line, the voicemail comment line hosted by Godcast.org, the Godcast Network, by calling 815-301-8600. And we would appreciate it if you would call and leave a voicemail message there. One day, a little girl was sitting and watching her mother do the dishes at the kitchen sink. And suddenly, she noticed that her mother had several strands of white hair sticking out in contrast on her brunette head. She looked at her mother and inquisitively asked, "Mommy, why are some of your hairs white?" And her mother replied, "Well, every time you do something wrong and make me cry or unhappy, one of my hairs turns white." The little girl was silent for a while, and then she said, "Poor Grandma, you must have been a very, very bad girl." Okay, here's another one. The child was a typical 4-year-old girl. She was cute, inquisitive, bright as a new penny. And when she expressed difficulty in grasping the concept of marriage, her father decided to pull out his wedding photo album, thinking if he would show all the pictures of his wedding, that it would help her to understand that concept. So one page after another, he pointed out the bride arriving at the church, the entrance, the wedding ceremony, the recessional, and the reception, everything about the wedding. "Now do you understand?" he asked. "I think so," she said. "Is that when Mommy came to work for us?" You know, a lot of times we take mothers for granted. We take all the things that they do, and we don't really think about how important they are. But they are. Once a year, at least, we can stop and we can really begin to think about how important mothers are. According to those who know, Mother's Day in the USA started nearly 150 years ago when Anna Jarvis organized a day to raise awareness of poor health conditions in her Appalachian community. And she called that Mother's Work Day. And when she died in 1905, her daughter began this huge campaign to memorialize her mom. And in 1914, Anna, the daughter, saw her hard work pay off when President Woodrow Wilson signed a bill recognizing Mother's Day as a national holiday. So that was pretty cool. You know, the one thing about mothers is that they have some kind of love and connection with kids that is sometimes difficult to describe to other people. But you know it because of what your mom maybe has done for you. A mother loves her children in an unconditional way. And one thing that I have been finding out is that children love their mom also unconditionally.
She took care of me and she make me feel better when I don't feel good. She takes care of me when I'm sick, and she takes care of me, and she loves me. She's very nice to me, and she's there when I need her. Her ability to tell me that, like, she's like that I'm safe and that I'm loved and cared for. Like, she tells me stuff, like, that makes me feel good, and she hugs me and stuff, and she's nice to me.
Wonderful.
I love you.
You that she loves you?
By being nice, being my friend.
Well, she helps me with my book reports and a lot of my work in school. Well, she buys me clothes. She makes dinner for me. Well, she's a nice person.
Yeah.
I like the way she dresses.
Well, she makes me happy, and she's always there for me. She helps me with everything, and I just thank her for that.
Oh, wonderful.
Sometimes when she, like, does stuff, she makes herself happy, and when she, like, just, like, says that somebody's gonna be there, she's, like, all happy and stuff. Because she takes care of me and she loves me a lot.
How does she show you that she loves you a lot?
She gives me hugs and kisses. And she buys me stuff. That because she's really nice and funny, she's a very nice person. She makes my sandwiches in the morning so I can have lunch.
Good.
Because she gives me hugs and kisses. If she didn't love me, then she wouldn't have got me a pet dog.
That's right. What's your dog's name?
George.
George the dog. What kind of dog is it?
A Papillon mix.
Really? Is it a cute dog?
Yeah.
You love George a lot?
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, I love my mom a lot because she takes care of me good, and she hugs me a lot. She gives me love, she cares for me, and she makes sure they always have, like, the things that she needs. And homeless, like, homeless people that are on the street, she helps them.
How she took care of me when I was a baby.
How did she do that?
She fed me, and she put me to sleep. And she gave me food when I woke up in the middle of the night. She's real nice to other people. And she's real social, so she makes friends a lot. She gives them gifts and little treats and stuff.
Nice. So that your mom's very nice.
Thank you.
You want to say anything to your mom?
Hi, Mom. I love you.
All right.
I love her because she changed my diaper when I was a baby.
Really? Okay.
Hey, Rev Tim, this is CeCe from AccidentHash.com. I think what you're doing for the Mother's Day show is great. Instead of my mom, what I wanted to do is just give a call to my wife, who's the mom of my two great little kids, Dylan and Emily. And the cool thing about her and to know she's a great mom is you can just see the kids anytime they see her, they just light up. And likewise with her when she looks at the kids. I mean, the love there is really, really obvious. And it makes me happy every day that I picked the right woman to be the mother of my children. So, happy Mother's Day, Laura. I love you.
You're listening to the Rev Tim Podcast, fresh from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Here's the song of the day.
Song of the day.
This is a special song for Mother's Day, something that my son, TJ, recorded and wrote from the Lil Rev Tim.
Fins dipping low, hearts they face the firing squad. As our closest pull the trigger, the tears they give a silent nod. 'Cause somehow they know it's all souls held underwater, it brings a new kind of pain. But you see through their skin, you're outside looking in, the heart's no longer stained. 'Cause some
Here's eight things that only mom can teach. My mother taught me about anticipation. Just wait until your father gets home. My mother taught me how to meet a challenge. What were you thinking? Answer me when I talk to you. Don't talk back to me. My mother taught me medical science. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to freeze that way. My mother taught me time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. My mother taught me about contortionism. Will you look at the dirt on the back of your neck? My mother taught me about weather. It looks like a tornado swept through your room. My mother taught me about the circle of life. I brought you into this world and I can take you out. My mother taught me about behavior modification. Stop acting like your father. So those are some things that mothers have taught us over the years. Now, what is the most important Mother's Day ever? That's a big question. What's the very most important Mother's Day that you can think of? And the answer to that is simple. It's this one. You know, I'm sure that you can recount some very special Mother's Day of the past. But the one you observe this year should and could be the very best one ever. So make sure your kids do the right thing, make sure you do the right thing, and honor that special lady by recognizing the valuable contribution that she has made to your family and your home and all of the things that she has become to you. I want you to also remember that a lot of women this time of year have very painful experiences on Mother's Day. You know, there are abortions that have happened in lives, broken marriages. There's the prodigal children, children that have kind of left in rebellion. There are widows. There are those that are infertile. And, you know, just think about all of those things. And also, don't ever make mom cook on Mother's Day. Do something that's very special for her on this particularly special day. 2 Timothy 1:5, Paul wrote to young Timothy, and he said, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother and in your mother, and now lives in you. So do something to appreciate your mothers. And remember that God does have a plan and a purpose for your life, not for disaster, but to give you a future and a hope. So I want you to check those things out and really think about the importance of Mother's Day and God's plan in your life. You can always find the show notes by going to podshownotes.com and feedback@revtim.com. Shoot us an email there. All right.
If you have enjoyed today's show, visit podcastalley.com and vote for the Rev Tim Podcast. Podcastalley.com. Make your vote count today.
Well, that's all I have for today. Thanks for listening to the Rev Tim Podcast. If you're really brave, go to our church website at restoringhope.com. Until next time, this is the Rev Tim. Your service to the King begins now.